In 1990, Tampa was chosen as an All-America City. It has a shot to earn the same award tomorrow night as part of the 60th annual All-America City Awards that Tampa is hosting. Beginning Thursday morning, the 29 finalist communities made 20-minute presentations to a panel of judges. Tampa is the only finalist from Florida, and a marching band accompanied several dozen residents into a hotel ballroom for the city to make its case. Mayor Pam Iorio says she's proud of the effort today and the heart that went into this.
Today we highlighted East Tampa because East Tampa's come so far in 6 years. The 40th Street Project because it was an example of neglect, but we turned it around. And Sulphur Springs Elementary, which is a school that faces a lot of tough challenges, but we just learned today has gone from an F to a B school. And it's gone from an F to a B school because it has great leadership at the school, it's got great kids, and because of the partnerships, and we've helped with a lot of those partnerships.
Tampa is the third largest of the 29 finalist cities, after Phoenix, Arizona, and Wichita, Kansas. The smallest is Benson, North Carolina, with a population of under 4,000. The All-America City Award is put on by the National Civic League. Michael McGrath is their senior editor.
This is really a unique award because it's for whole communities. It's not just for government, not just for a particular leader or a particular organization, but really the whole community. And what we look for are communities that are doing innovative things to solve problems, sort of tapping into the grassroots energy of citizens in order to take innovative approaches to community challenges.
Of the 29 finalists, 10 cities will win the award. Will the host city of Tampa have a home court advantage?
No. The jurors are very seasoned, savvy people. They're not swayed by any criteria except those that are in the award itself, and those I've already mentioned. It's really about, you know, problem solving, citizen engagement, inclusiveness, qualitative, quantitative change. Tampa has a strong shot because I think they have good programs and they've got a lot of energy. But the fact that this is their home base, no, that doesn't give them any advantage.
Dear friends from Tampa.
Another potential advantage for Tampa is that the city's former mayor, Sandy Friedman, is chair of the National Civic League Board of Directors. But current mayor Pam Iorio does not think her city will have an unfair advantage.
I don't know. We were able to have a band, and that is a little bit of home field advantage. I don't know if we'll win or not, but every city's a great city that has come here. They've all got something to offer. They wouldn't be here, and they wouldn't be a finalist for the award. But win or lose, I will say that I just feel that our city is just a winner and an outstanding city, and the people who have participated in this poured their heart into it, and there are many more like them. They might not be part of this delegation, but they're out there, thousands of them. I've been working with them for 6 years, and I just couldn't be more proud to be mayor of Tampa.
For 50 years we waited for our road to be paved and for storm.
During the presentation to the jury that will decide who wins, city residents sang a song about the improvements to the 40th Street corridor. Iorio gave credit to all the participants for volunteering to make the case for their community.
We're a great city. We have so much going for us, and I'm so proud this morning because this group of our delegation of 85 that made the presentation on stage, they are very representative of the kinds of people I work with every single day, community activists, people who just give of themselves and their time in a very unselfish way so that their neighborhood can be a better place, people who help out in other neighborhoods. And it's just been very gratifying over the past 6 years to work with neighborhoods like this.
When I started doing water quality testing as part of...
Shannon Edge is Director of Neighborhood and Community Relations for the City of Tampa and organized Tampa's effort. Last year, she attended the All-America City competition.
And realized that we are doing so many amazing things in Tampa, we should apply for the All-America City Awards based on what I heard from the other communities. Came back, and right before the holidays, last year in 08, Mayor Iorio gave me permission to pursue application of the All-America Cities, which is not a simple two-page application. Our application was 18 pages. And that application included stats and demographics, but the three initiatives, including challenges we have in the neighborhoods.
10 of the finalist cities will be selected as All-America City winners in a ceremony Friday night at 7 o'clock p.m. at the Tampa Marriott Waterside Hotel. For WMNF News, I'm Sean Canaan.